We are celebrating today as the Christmas Sunday, even though it is the fourth Sunday of Advent. We are celebrating as the Christmas Sunday. Today we are celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. His birth changed the way we see the world. The birth changed the way we should live our lives. His birth gave us hope. His birth, more than anything else, showed us God's desire for this world. What was God's desire for this world? What did God want us to do? What is the message that Jesus wanted to bring by being born in the world? What is the message that he wanted to get across through that birth? I think that message is very simple, just one message. Be humble. Be humble. That's what God wanted to get across through the birth of Jesus Christ. And that is a message, Christmas message for this year. God became a human being. That itself is humility. Not only just human being, but God, the King, became a servant or slave. That is a message. How much more clearly could he express the importance of humility? The birth of Jesus Christ itself exemplifies that humility. And St. Paul is genius. And how could he capture that so clearly by looking at the birth of Jesus Christ? And he expressed that in this way. Though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. I mean, looking at the birth of Jesus Christ, he came up with this insight and he expressed that to all of us. Jesus, even though he was God, he became a human being, not just human being, but a slave. He was not born in a royal family. I mean, God could have chosen royal family for Jesus to be born, but God did not do that. Jesus was not born in a royal family. Jesus was not born to influential and powerful king. He was not born in rich and influential parents. Not only his birth, but his life itself. He himself did not enjoy the privilege of the power of this world. He was not a partner in a big accounting company. He was not an investment banker. He was not an MP. He was not a doctor. He was not a lawyer. He was not a successful rich businessman. He was none of those. Pharisees, a scribe and priest. And these are the ones that had privilege of, these are the powerful people, rich people. St. Paul was a Pharisee, but Jesus was none of that. He was nobody in the eyes of the world. He was humble in every sense. His birth, his life, and his death, they all point to one point, that is humility. Humility. But you know what? The irony is the most humble person manifested the greatest power of God. The lowest person manifested the greatest power of God. That's a very strange dynamic. That's how God's world works. It tells us the lowest one reveals the most powerful power. He had no power but changed the world. He defeated all the powers of the world even though he had no power. He defeated the Roman kingdom. So I realized that humility is the power. That's what I realized. Humility is the power. So St. Paul talked about first the humility of Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus Christ, and immediately after that, he realized this and he said this. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He's genius. He talked about humility in the first paragraph, and then immediately after that, he identified that humility with the power. The power. Everyone will worship him. Every knee should bend. Above every name, he'll be upheld. And that's what we do now, today. We are worshiping Jesus, the birth of Jesus Christ. We celebrate not only this church, all over the world. Every church in the world, now, today, they are celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. But when St. Paul wrote his Philippians, Jesus was not yet revealed by all the people. Jesus, the world did not recognize the divinity of Jesus. The world did not recognize yet the greatness of Jesus yet. He was not that famous. And how did Paul know? How did Paul know that in the future that everyone will uphold Jesus' name? That's a prophecy. St. Paul had a prophecy. Even though he could not see it in a historical reality, that was what was happening. But in the future, that will happen. Paul saw that. That's amazing. How could a human being have such a depth of perception? Mary did the same thing. Wonderful woman. Amazing woman. Even before Jesus was born, she knew what Jesus would do. And that was exactly what Jesus did. Even the baby was born, she knew exactly what this baby would do in the future. First, she recognized that her own humility, humble status, she said, "He has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant." She recognized her own weakness, smallness, nothingness. I'm nobody. Why me? I'm a just country girl. Why me? She recognized. But she had this prophecy within her. She said this. "He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty." Mary was not just impregnated with a baby physically. Mary was impregnated with the message. Mary was impregnated with God's desire for the world. And God's desire for this world, my friend, is to be humble. Be humble. Then you will see the power. Be humble, then you'll be very comfortable with yourself. You don't have to prove yourself to the world. When you are humble, you will be able to experience the power of God. Because humility is the power. Lack of humility brings disaster to you. Herod, he lacked the humility. That's why he killed all the babies when Jesus was born. But when you really look at it, behind the lack of his humility, there is tremendous fear. Fear causes the lack of humility. Humble people don't have fear. Humble people are confident. But people with fear, they lack humility. So they don't know what to do. They are threatened continuously. And Herod was threatened by the birth of Jesus Christ. The people who built the Tower of Babel, we studied it. When they wanted to build a tower so high so that even if there is a flood, we won't be destroyed. Because they just experienced flood in the world. And so they wanted to build a tower high. So they wanted to make their name great. But in that pridefulness, there is fearfulness. There's a fear. The best example is King Saul, whom we are going to study from February. King Saul, he was so insecure. He was so threatened. He lacked humility, period. That's why God abandoned him. God could not use him anymore because he was always threatened by David. And this lack of humility comes from fear. Humility is acknowledgement of God's power. That's what humility is. Humility is not just saying, oh, I cannot do this, I cannot do that. That's not what humility is. Your humility, you're not just looking at your own inability and your weaknesses. Humility, beyond your weaknesses, you see God's power working in your life. That's what humility is. If you're just looking at your lowly status, that's not humility. That's a pity. But when you go beyond your weaknesses and see, look to God's power, then you recognize that humility is a power. So humility is always accompanied by trust in God's power. They go together. Humility and trust, they go together always. Even in impossible situations, even in helpless situations, humble people trust in God's power. The news of having a baby for a little girl, she was probably, I don't know how old, 15, 16, 17 at most. And she did not even have a sexual relationship with anybody. And yet she was pregnant. And 2,000 years ago, in that environment, in that culture, that is really hard to take. Devastating news. Impossible situations. Mary could have wished that, oh, it could have been somebody else, not me. And yet, at the end, she said, let it be so. Let it be so. Humble statement. Let it be so. I don't have power. I don't have power to run away. I don't have power to handle the scandal. I don't have power to control my future. I may be stoned to death. I may be rejected by Joseph. I may be kicked out from my family. I have no power to control my situation. But let it be so. Let it be so. Why? Because she recognized the power of God. Even in that impossible situations, she recognized the power of God. And she trusted that. That's why she was able to say, let it be so. That's why humility is so powerful. They don't give up. Humble people never give up. People who lack humility, when they everything is going well, then they're so excited. They do all kinds of things. But once everything is going down the hill, they give up. I don't know. I cannot do it. They give up. But humble people never give up. Even in that impossible situations, they still look to God. In humility, we trust God. Mary, not only she had this devastating news of pregnancy, but even after Jesus died, after Jesus was born, her life was not easy. As a mother now, she had to witness to the death of her own son on the cross. In that impossible situation, she still looked to God. Even after Jesus died, she didn't give up. 120 people gathered together in the early church. When you read Acts of Apostles, 120 people gathered together to pray. Mary was one of them, among them. She never gave up. She continued to trust in God in humility. Humble people don't give up. Humble people don't fear their impossible situations because they always look to God. Humble people do not focus on their weaknesses. Humble people focus on God's greatness. That's what humble people are. That's what true humility is. My friend, God wants you to be great. But not on your own. God will exalt you. You just need to be humble and recognize the power of God. And ultimately, God will exalt you. God's work will be manifested through you. God wants you to be humble because God can never work with people who are not humble. Because they will never experience God's power. They will just exhaust their own power. But humble people, they will always look to God and God's power will be manifested. Salvation belongs to God, not to you. You don't have to save yourself. You don't have to worry about what's in store for you. You don't have to create a path for yourself. God saves you. God will provide with what you need. God will take care of your future. God will create a path for you. In every situation, be humble. Look to God. You can overcome your life. And you'll be able to glorify God. Let us be humble. God still works in us.